Before the financial crisis threw the world economy into a tailspin, Wall Street executives were making a lot of money packaging and selling toxic mortgages. So who went to prison? No one. Not one Wall Street exec did any time, despite some very credible evidence in the case.
A new Frontline documentary suggests the execs are simply, quote, too big to jail. Martin Smith is producer and correspondent on The Untouchables, which airs tonight on WETA-TV. Martin, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on your show.
It's been 4 years since the mortgage markets imploded. Why hasn't the Justice Department prosecuted anyone?
Yeah, that's the question. And what we found was that it wasn't for lack of evidence. It's a certain approach the Justice Department has taken that they want to be absolutely certain they can win any case they bring. And this has been criticized by a lot of prosecutors and by sources within the Justice Department, that the Justice Department has been overly cautious and fear of losing. There was one case that had been started under the Bush administration, and they of two hedge fund managers, not high-level executives, but hedge fund managers, and they were acquitted. A jury, the case wasn't that strong, and there's a widespread belief that the Justice Department after that got very gun-shy about taking on any of these things.
You interview people who say there was such clear evidence of fraud, but fraud was considered a four-letter F word. There is a perception among some that if the justice isn't willing to go after this, perhaps it's not willing to go after a lot of white-collar crime.
Well, they've gone after some insider trading cases. They've gone after Bernie Madoff, famously. And they're preparing to go after some banks on LIBOR rate fixing. But the central event of our time was the 2008 financial crisis. And, you know, if you compare that with the last big blow up, which was perhaps the S&L crisis of the late 80s, early 90s, you had 1,100 or so bankers who were indicted, and about 300 of those were executives. And did jail time. In this case, none.
Martin, in our final 30 seconds, some states did pursue some criminal prosecution. What happened with that?
Well, there were, the U.S. attorney in Los Angeles took a hard look at Countrywide, decided then to drop his case. We don't know why. The U.S. attorneys around the country have brought civil charges. The SEC's brought civil charges. And now the New York Attorney General has brought a major civil case, really the first case of real significance. But again, it's not a criminal case and doesn't go after individuals. I don't know if we're going to see that. Statute of limitations is running out.
All right, Martin. We look forward to seeing it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's Martin Smith, a producer and correspondent on The Untouchables, which airs tonight at 10 on TV 26.